backlash continues to be fierce in the wake of the U.S. embassy move in Israel. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today, we're going to talk about one overlooked group that's facing some pretty harsh targeting in the Jerusalem debate. And then, you'll also hear about a prayer goal for revival covering an entire region. This is news you don't get anywhere else, so stay tuned. But first, it's been just over a week since President Trump announced the U.S. Embassy in Israel would move to Jerusalem, recognizing the disputed city as Israel's capital. Tom Doyle, a Middle East advisor with E3 Partners, says Palestinian Christians are suffering some of the worst backlash.
Oftentimes, because Palestinians do not feel like Christians jump in and want to deal a death blow to Israel, that they're targeted, and they suffer too. And so our Palestinian workers that we worked with said, please pray for us. This will not be easy.
So how can we, as Christians, approach the issue with both wisdom and compassion?
We say this at Uncharted, we love both sides. We believe that Israel has a right to exist, that God called them back. He predicted that in the scriptures, that legitimately they have been given back this land. That doesn't mean it hasn't been horribly hard for Palestinians. Many Palestinian believers we work with actually had land that was lost when Israel became a nation. So we just say this, we want to love the Jews, we want to love the Palestinians. God's heart is big enough to love them both.
Next, according to UNICEF, there are about 140 million orphans on our globe today. Around this time of year, they're often the focus of charity. However, Orphan's Heart is one organization working year-round to help vulnerable kids and their families find long-term solutions for the future. Is this something you're passionate about, too? Do you have a desire to share the gospel? Are you a student? Then you might want to consider checking out Orphan Heart's internship program. Deanna Burkus of Orphan's Heart says,
we're looking for young individuals between the ages of 18 and about 29 to travel with us for an extended short-term mission during their summertime. So we have opportunities in Guatemala, in the Dominican Republic, Uganda, and Latvia this year. So we're really excited about that.
Interns with Orphan's Heart truly become part of a greater mission to reach the world for Christ.
Our main goal, obviously, is to further the kingdom and to share the gospel in everything that we do. We always want to help one more child. That's Orphan's Heart, and the Florida Baptist's overall mission is to assist one more child in everything that we do.
If you're interested in learning more, we'll get the details to you at missionnews.org. You just heard a group of West Michigan Christians at a prayer and worship meeting for September 2018's City Fest by the Palau Evangelistic Association to be held in downtown Grand Rapids, Michigan. The purpose of the festival? Revival. Cornerstone University's president, Joe Stoll, shares.
From tonight, it's my hope that people caught the vision to pray, that we can't do this by ourselves. God must be with us. He must go before us.
City Fest wants to revive West Michigan believers and awaken non-believers to the love and truth of Jesus Christ.
Well, we're calling on all of followers of Christ in West Michigan to get involved. And don't even have to be necessarily volunteer or go to meetings, but you can pray. That's one thing all of us can do, even those who are shut-ins and those who aren't mobile and at work, at lunch. So we're just calling everybody to join in this great prayer effort to support the festivals that are to come.
City Fest planners hope to get 10,000 people praying daily for revival. Would you commit? Find out how you can be praying and other ways to be involved at missionnews.org. Find your place in the story. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. In My Father's House by Ruth Dineker Erdell was originally written as a discipleship tool for Russian-speaking women. But this month, Slavic Gospel Association is sharing those stories for free because they were written by a woman, for a woman, to help you in your faith walk. Get your free copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.